We've heard a lot about how the pandemic's caused high levels of anxiety and depression. Studies in Australia and the United States are now assessing what sort of impact that stress might have on pregnant women and new mothers. The findings are preliminary, but researchers want to uncover whether it's affecting babies' bond with their parents and development. Catherine Gregory reports in collaboration with RN's All in the Mind.
For Victorian mum, Abby Dare, the early bonding days with her son were not what they should have been.
Yeah, the first few months were quite hellish.
She was in lockdown, isolated, and dealing with PTSD from the birth itself. Abby's son Nash was born 9 weeks premature during the height of the pandemic last year.
A lot of anxiety, inability to sleep, terrified that something was going to happen.
Abby gave birth alone without any pain medication because staff suspected she and her husband had COVID. They later tested negative, but the damage was done. She and her husband weren't able to spend those first crucial days with their son.
Just makes me a bit angry now about what we missed out on.
She's now worried about what sort of impact that experience and her subsequent postnatal depression has had on her now 13-month-old son.
So we know that stress and adversity early in life, including before birth, can have a profound impact on child development.
That's Dr. Darby Saxby, an associate professor of psychology at the University of Southern California. She's been investigating how the pandemic has affected new parents and their babies, given that previous research has shown fetal stress can have lasting impacts.
Certainly, some things that have been found are lower birth weight, higher risk of premature birth, higher risk of maternal mental health problems, so anxiety, PTSD, depression in the moms, which then in turn affects their parenting. And then longer term, you know, problems with behavior, problems with cognitive performance in school.
Her study is still in the early days, but prenatal data from last year reveals high levels of stress in expectant mothers. And now she's looking at those babies at various postpartum intervals. Similar studies are happening in Australia too. Professor Chris Nolan is leading one of them at the Australian National University.
The first thing that we need to do is look at the actual pregnancy outcomes themselves, but we think it's really important that there's a longitudinal follow-up.
Dr. Vijay Roach is the president of the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists. He says this sort of research is important, but it needs to be done cautiously.
I think that it's a reasonable theory, but I don't think that it's proven. If there's evidence that it might impact the growth or development of the baby, then the message there is that we have an obligation to intervene and to support women so that the impacts of perinatal anxiety and depression are not as great.
That's Dr. Vijay Roach from the Royal College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists, ending Catherine Gregory's report. And you can hear more on the ABC's podcast, All in the Mind.